We are going to be chatting, as I said, to Joseph Sololo of the National Consumer Commission. He is the Director of Prosecutions. But when we do talk about the Ford Cougar case, where these cars just spontaneously combusted, we had an absolute disgrace of a CEO at the time. And I believe he's run with his tail between his legs back to the United States. Giving horrendous interviews to people on air. They now, I think, have a new CEO. I think his name is Neil Hill. We're going to find out what the NCC have managed to achieve at the end of this. But we will never forget Rashol Jimmy, who lost his life, and the obfuscation of Ford. During this whole thing, the case eventually went to trial. So we are joined by Renisha Jimmy first. Renisha, great to have you on the show. I wish it could have been under better circumstances, but of course you are Rashol Jimmy's sister. Good morning. And what can you tell us about your case and what's happened?
Regarding our matter, the NCC chose to separate the matter from the other fires. I think I had communication with you after the matter had happened. Yep. We were basically put aside and separated, and I was forced into a corner to accept various, I'm not sure of exactly what wording to say, but I was put in a corner to accept that Advocate Kerry Nell had fulfilled his mandate. He cleared Rashol's name of murder, suicide, and all of that. And he said that he was stepping down. So if I had to pursue any further, I would have to start the whole fight again. So after some time of thinking about the whole situation and months, leading into now, I haven't been happy with what happened. So I have written to the High Court, and I've been trying to pick up on what had happened. There's various things that happened in the background that people are not aware of, and I wanted to speak out about it. So I think my family were treated very unfairly, and I still believe Ford got away with Charles' murder. So,
So are you saying that the NCC should have? Would you have preferred them to have kept your case as part of what they were looking at?
I absolutely thought that they should have been a bit more hands-on with his matter and dealt with Ford, because someone's life was taken, and it was in a Ford Cougar fire. So on that basis, I felt it was a part of everything that I was fighting for, because I fought for everyone else. So I just felt that they should have been more hands-on with Rashol. And the NCC made comments at some point towards the end of the matter that they don't know what's going on with Rashol's matter. It's separate, and which was not true. I did all the applications for the other victims, so they had good knowledge of what happened. And I just believe a lot backdoor dealings went on, and I'm not happy about it. So okay. I've kept quiet. Yeah,
you guys went to court. There were meetings were held. As you say, Kerry Nell said, "Listen, he thinks it's a good deal, and you should take it." There can never be a good deal, obviously, if you've lost a loved one, and no amount of money will replace it. So you're looking for justice at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
But did you accept the settlement?
So I didn't accept it. I refused. I said I didn't want anything. It was fighting back and forth, and it was accepted on my behalf by other parties. And when I said that I don't want it, when I spoke to family members, etc., that I still wanted to pursue a fight and I wanted to proceed in court, I was told that my legal team are going to step down if I don't just agree with what they're saying. Various things were drafted for me by Ford, actually. And I only realized later that Ford had a huge hand in documentation that was presented saying it was coming from me. So I do want to speak out about it, and I just want to make sure that I don't allow them to, hurt me legally as they have over the years. But I'm not happy. I've been trying to reach out to various parties, but everyone just is quiet suddenly and not saying anything or helping me or giving me answers of how do I pursue this to take it further, because I have strong evidence that various things had happened and I refused and agreements were made without my approval. Prior to even having a conversation with me, agreements were made regarding Rochelle and what's going to happen.
Okay, well, that is something we'll continue looking into. And as I said, I'm going to try and get Neil Hill on. He used to be head of Africa and I think Europe, part of Europe at some time, but he's now taken over from that other despicable gentleman who used to run Ford. So we will keep an eye on that. But Renisha, I just wanted to get, because we can't forget, you know, when people pass on and... You know what the treadmill is like in the media? Yes. Then there's this, then there's that, and then we forget.
Yes.
And I don't think we should be forgetting. So, Renisha, I want to thank you very much. It's something that we will keep talking to you about.
If I could say something very quick. It is the anniversary of Rochelle's death next week on the 4th.
Correct.
So it's a very difficult time for my family, and sending all my love to my mum because she's really struggling. And, yeah, so I know she's probably listening.
Well, Renisha, thank you very much
for your time.
Okay, that's Renisha Jimmy, sister of Rochelle Jimmy, who lost his life in a Ford Cougar. And Ford tried their level best to distance themselves from that. We will once again ask Neil Hill if he'll join us. But Joseph Salolo, didn't want to start a debate. I just said to the team, we need to just tie all the knots as far as this is concerned. Renisha's made some comments about the NCC separating their case from the rest. I want to just give you a right to reply to that.
Morning, Timo, and hey. Morning to the listeners. It's Jimmy matter. During the investigations, and because they were also pursuing it through other avenues, I did get a report that said they had withdrawn the matter from us.
Okay.
So we couldn't take it any further. But you would remember that that matter included that inquiry by the judge and all that.
Yes.
So, which is something that is outside our ambit. So we couldn't do anything there. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I just, you know, the when we spoke to the former Consumer Commissioner, he was not very happy with the way Ford went about doing their thing, the way they were trying to make excuses for someone having lost a life. But now you guys have settled this now as far as the other families are concerned, because in terms of the settlement agreement entered between yourselves and the Ford Motor Company South Africa, which is made an order by the National Consumer Tribunal in March this year, Ford agreed to pay each consumer some compensation. So let's talk around this. How has this matter been finalized? What is it looking like?
Yeah, we are glad to report that the matter is now finalized, in that we did issue out the claim forms. As you'd remember, there was the option of mediation and the option of a consumer going to court at their own cost. So we've had a good response, and I'm glad to report that 53 consumers have been settled and only one is still being determined. And in addition, some consumers did prove that in the fire, what they lost exceeded the 50,000, and those who proved it received their payment in addition to the 50,000. So we were pleased that the matter is now finalized.
Some people would argue that Ford seems to have been treated with kid gloves. You know, when you get involved in collusion, for example, right? People get hectic fines. And maybe you can help us out there. Maybe there was something along the lines of Ford getting a hectic fine over and above having to pay people. So when we deal with collusion, whether it's bread or whether it's anything else, you know, these companies are smacked pretty hard. Did Ford also feel the might of the NCC?
Because, indeed. So let's take it further back. So when the recall started, right? So Ford had to recall the vehicles and repair them at their own cost, right? So there were vehicles that were repaired, and those that the vehicles burned down, there were those that Ford settled the consumers on their loss, and there were those consumers who had already lodged their claims with their insurances, and then the insurances paid. But Ford then made good, so you can see the amount of money that was involved there. And there were, while consumers returned their cars, there were the courtesy cars, and those consumers that no longer wanted the car were assisted to trade in their vehicles for new cars. Some got other Ford brand, some exited the Ford brand completely. And then get to now, towards the finalization of the matter, there was a fine of $35 million, which I believe was fair under the circumstances. And then there is this compensation that was paid. I therefore believe that Ford did get out of pocket.
Okay. Yeah, I'd love to see what that is in relation to the turnover. Because, I mean, you know, they dealt with this thing so despicably. What's his name, the former CEO?
Mr. Jeff Nemeth. Look.
That guy, I mean, come on. Joseph, that dude was despicable. He was ducking, diving, lying, trying to get investigators involved to tell their story. And you know, we should really draw a line, and you can only do what's within your power, right?
Indeed.
So I'm not, maybe we should change the laws. Maybe I'll run for president one day, and we'll make sure that we give you guys more teeth. You can give people a nice little clap. But when you treat people that despicably, a real good example needs to be made of you. And if you if I'm taking $35 million and I'm making hundreds of millions, and that $35 million is just seen as a slight loss, you know. And if I am trading in a car, Ford still benefits, because at the end of the day they've sold another vehicle to you. And I look at this and my gut tells me they should have gotten much more of a walloping. But I want to go back to what I said right at the beginning. You can only do what is within your power and what the law subscribes.
Yes. I must say that our approach in this matter was consumers first. So, yes, it is good to fine companies heavy amounts.
Yeah.
But at other times, what takes precedence is to ensure that consumers receive a fair shake, you know. So that was our main goal, because we are in the consumer protection space. The consumer came first, and yes, the $35 million might look as though it's not much, but under the circumstances, we are glad that at least the consumers were taken care of. And look, It is normal, pretty normal, for anyone to seek to protect their business, though it might feel and sound as though they do not care. And at times it really is that they do not care. People are people. People are different. We're glad that Ford changed the leadership, and we were able to work with Neil Hill and his team.
Now, listen, Neil is a good guy. I've known Neil for years. Neil is an honorable guy, as far as I know, and based on my dealings with Neil, which is why we're trying to get him on and have an honest conversation with him. But that Jeff guy, is like the person whose wife said to him, "Were you cheating?" "No, honey, I wasn't. But I can show you photos. Yeah, you are cheating." "No, it's not me. That is a twin that I had, a brother we haven't seen for 300 years. That is not me, but he's got the same tattoo." No, that's because we're identical twins. That's what Jeff Nemeth tried to do. He's caught with the actual video footage of the car. He tells us it started burning from the back as if we're doff. So, and that is what irked me more than anything else, Joe, to be honest with you. You know what I mean? Anyway. Yeah. But listen, you guys work hard. You certainly do. You guys are like old Tembo and Kosi Bonakele. You are a great Chapter 9 institution. You do what you do. You work really hard. You get the results. You find people. So, yeah, listen, you can only do what you can do, hey?
Thank you, Keno. Next
time, don't people like Jeff, you know, you should do a thing like Home Affairs, where you can, if he comes with that Harry Potter theories, we should talk to Home Affairs and offer him a passport out of the country, which he's finally done. Anyway, Joseph Salolo. Great challenge.
Thank you, Kino. Thank you, Kino.
Director of Prosecutions at the National Consumer Commission.